High tension living, cutthroat competition, and an upheaval in society all around has meant considerable growth in the phenomenon of depression leading to suicide.
The depressed employee who consumes pesticide, unable to take the pressure of having to live up to expectations of family and workplace. The highly qualified young executive who couldn't bear what he thought was the stigma of not being promoted. They reflect a rising malaise in the growing metros in India today. Bangalore, Hyderabad, Pune, and a host of others. Stories in newspapers every other day tell only a small part of the whole. If there is one suicide completed, there would have been at least 10 others attempted, and even mulled over at some time or the other. They all have painful stories to tell, if only someone would listen.
By taking more dose, I want to end my life because of frustration. Health frustration.
What did you do?
I took more dose of medicines.
Why do you want to commit suicide?
Because of health problem.
You are married?
Married.
How many?
2 children.
So now you have survived?
Survived.
Will you help your children grow?
Yes.
People from all sections of society, both men and women, have fallen victim. Besides bodies like the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, counseling centers providing social and medical aid are quite sought after in the cities today. These clinics also carry out research programs to identify people drawn towards suicide and attempt treatment of the tendency. Actual statistics reveal that from 8 suicides per 100,000 of the population in 88, the figures registered a continuous rise and stood at more than 10 per 100,000 in 2002.
The family structures, the values of people, the lifestyles of people, the way we are able to cope with difficult situations, the way we are able to get the social support that is required for good living, and also the increase in the occurrence of mental illness across people in the country. Also, a lot of social and economic changes which are affecting our day-to-day life. They've all been contributing in one way or the other to this increasing phenomenon. The most important thing is the social fabric in which we are living. That has been undergoing a major change. And in a way, that is also responsible for the increase in suicides.
The glamour and high-flying lifestyle of a corporate career is not always what it seems to be. Multinationals and private companies offer attractive salaries and work environments. But somewhere, the go-getting fight to get above the rest begins to tell on the individual's psyche. For this generation, most of all, it all depends on the strength of the individual's mind to be able to take it all in. Part of the hurdle towards curbing the suicide rate in these upcoming urban centers stems from non-reportage due to medico-legal hassles and the social stigma involved. It's all about calming the human mind, pulling it down to take a break and think again, controlling it before the speed of the times runs it over.